What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy JD.
Your boy Big E.
Where's Mike?
And what's up, boys, man? What a weekend. Feel like it just keeps going and going for me and Big E, but man, ready to relax this weekend and enjoy some football.
Bam, I'm trying to stay inside, bro. I'm
Trying to
trying to
stay
keep my
inside.
ass inside. I'm trying to have my feet up this weekend with a cold.
Where are y'all going this weekend? That's the real question. Where is the destination y'all going this weekend? Where is the private plane taking y'all this weekend?
At least Miss Me's going to the Jones, but shit,
be
I'm
at the
staying right here
Jones.
on Amarillo Street, posted
Hey,
up.
first time at the Jones, baby.
First time, man. Y'all know I had to pull up, man. I haven't missed a home game in forever, so I had to pull up to this weekend because after this, it's a month until we play again. So gotta pull up, man. Gotta see what the vibes were like you were talking about week one.
Oh yeah, I think they might even be even better this week. Better game than what the past two were. Still gonna roll, but I think they're gonna be
Right.
high this week.
We're in for a treat, but I think it's gonna be a another massacre.
Another massacre. I
Oh,
mean, the other
brother.
two teams obviously weren't good, put up 60 points in both games. Spread is still three touchdowns in the field goal against Oregon State, but it feels like, maybe a little tougher test or no? Or we blow them out the water again.
I think it's just a bigger school, but shit ain't gonna change. I think this Texas Tech offense is rolling right now, and even the defense is rolling nasty. So, I think if both sides of the ball can continue to play good, then I mean there shouldn't be a problem with us covering that spread and getting another blowout win and proving to the league that hey, we're here to stick around, man. We are here to stick around.
Yeah, this ain't no preseason hype. This is real shit. We're coming for the playoff. We're coming for that Big 12 championship.
Yeah, Mike, talk your shit, man.
I
Gotta
mean,
come.
hey man, you see it all on fucking Twitter, man. I mean, Facebook and stuff, and everybody gonna hate on tape. You know how,
Got to.
you
We
know
might have
how
to get
it
Rob in that locker room, give him a hype speech.
is. No, hey, for real.
Hey, I'll make my way down there at 2:30, at 2 o'clock. I'll make my way
Get
over there.
caught.
Yeah, but just the of course, I think a little better talent. School wise, bigger school, more popular school. But still roll. It's big spread for a reason. Like Big E said, man, we're clicking on both sides of the ball. I don't see it stopping. Big game for Barron, big game for the defense. Let's move on to next week. Let's move on to next week.
Move on next week to Utah. Both undefeated at Utah. Big noon kickoff. Oof.
Ooh,
Big noon kickoff.
Gotta be a
Gonna
big
be
noon
a
kickoff.
party in Utah for the Red Raiders.
Shit, I'm trying to see a game day trying to go out there.
Come on.
11 a.m. start.
11 a.m. start against Utah, man. Probably they're for sure probably gonna win this weekend. Who do they got?
They might flex it.
11. Let me see. Utah. They got Wyoming this weekend. I mean, we lost to them last year, so
First game of the year.
I don't know. I think they roll though. Utah wins, and we got a big game next Saturday against Utah in Utah.
Yep, in Utah. I'm glad it's not a late night game.
Oh yeah, what was it like,
Gonna
2 hours
be late.
behind
Oh man.
you?
That's what I thought it was going to be.
Tough. It's 9 o'clock over there, but now we'll be good. Again, 3-0, ready to tailgate, and man, just feel the atmosphere of the Jones. It's another sold out game for the three straight, so gotta be rocking.
Hey, man, you're going to feel it. You're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to see
Got
what I'm
to.
talking about, man.
Got to.
Yeah, I'm
Well.
excited. I'm excited about it. You just feel that energy in Lubbock. Hell, Saturday's gonna be rocking, man. And hey, these Red Raiders. These Red Raiders,
Be on the
they
lookout.
might
Make
do it,
some
boys.
noise.
Hey, that undefeated season. Here we go. Here we
It's
go.
looking real nice. Looking real nice. Here
Broadway better get ready. Broadway better be ready.
we go.
Leading Broadway girls alone.
Third. Third. But anyways, man, week two just finished. Looking on to week three for NCAA, man. Week one just happened. Crazy start on the week, to start the week. Thursday night game in Dallas and the Eagles. Crazy way to start the season, Mike. What was your thoughts on the whole WWE match, man?
Hey man, it started off with people just spitting at each other. What the hell's going on? Dak did it first.
Hey, Dak did it first.
Dak did it first. He's
He
not
did it
stupid.
first. Dak did it first. Stinky Dak.
Yeah, he did it first.
We saw you, Dak. We saw you.
Yeah.
He leered him in and boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
He baited him.
The second one always gets caught.
That's how it is. That's
Just
how it
like
is.
just like in preschool, man,
That's how it
and in
is.
school and in
Yeah.
life.
Yeah. But closer game than we thought. I think we thought that, Eagles were gonna roll and cover that big 8-point spread. I mean, honestly, CD don't drop these balls. We might be saying a little something different. Not gonna lie. But Eagles found a way, of course, like we said, and at least it was a good game. Yeah. Philly, banner night. Gotta get that dub. That's what we said.
Hey, I mean, losing their best defensive player on the defense side of the ball, obviously, and
Bro,
they
before
pulled
the
it out
first
on them
play, bruh.
before the first play.
Yeah, that didn't help at all. And you could really tell in that front, that pass rush was missing him. And but they got it done. They didn't cover the spread though, so in my eyes, they really lost.
You still lost.
Really lost. You still
Really
lost.
Lost. You really lost. Don't get
Because
me
we lost.
started on fucking spreads.
And
You
AJ
really
too.
lost.
AJ didn't do a damn thing for fantasy.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yep.
But
I think he
AJ.
cost us a prize pick slip.
Yeah, that was my prize pick to score a touchdown. I think he needs one more touchdown to like be at 50 for the career, his career or something like that. So I was like, oh, he gotta get it.
AJ, you couldn't catch at least five?
Out there doing cardio.
Man.
Running sprints.
Yeah, word. But I don't know, man. I mean, I feel he looks good. I think they're gonna be
Oh,
good again. So I
yeah.
don't know. I don't
I
know.
know Dallas missed Micah, I'll tell you that.
Oh, big time,
I
big
know
time.
they missed Micah.
And how do you feel? How do they look this weekend?
Oh, shit, I
Tough
know.
game. Tough game against Detroit.
Oh, man,
We
people
thought
thought
it
it was
was
going
gonna
to
be
be
a tough
tough.
game. Thought it was gonna
People thought it was going to be tough.
be.
It wasn't tough at all. It was way easier than what I thought. Man, defense was outstanding. That's because Micah didn't even play. He played 40-some percent of the snaps. Was really smart bringing him in on third down, really mostly. And Jared Goff didn't stand a chance back there. Didn't stand a chance. It is tough because I had Jahmyr Gibbs on my fantasy, and he didn't do much. But hey, against the Packers, I don't care. I don't care.
Word.
I do have Amon-Ra too. I'm out here having all these Lions players, and my Packers are out here making me losing fantasy, but I guess it's worth it.
Hey,
Hey.
how gotta be worth it. Start off 1-0. I wish I was 1-0. Wish I was 1-0.
Yeah.
Hey, I had Calvin Ridley, and
Yeah,
I
yeah.
told Calvin, I said, Calvin, it's gonna be a tough day. I said,
It
week two,
was.
he gonna go off. Week two, he gonna go off.
It was. Well, Mike, you got the first game this week, Thursday night football, man, and against Washington's in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I know you're ready for that. What do you got on that?
Tougher game, tougher style of play. Jaden Daniels, dual threat. But man, if this defensive front can just contain and do what we do, man, I think it's going to be a long day for him. And if Jordan Love had a hell of a game last week, if he can just keep it up, we'll be all right. Receivers got to come with it. Matthew Golden debut didn't really do much, but Romeo Dobbs still out here doing his thing. I think we hoop. I think Jordan Love still hoops. I think Josh Jacobs has a good game this week. I think he does. We gotta rely on him. That's the captain. That's the guy that we need, man. So I think he rolls different, tougher game against the Commanders, against Jaden Daniels. It's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good
Yeah,
one. I
I
think
mean, I it's
that
gonna be a
difference,
tough.
man, at front.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, you look at Washington, right? He's obviously in the NFC East, faced Micah, know Micah, how Micah is. I don't know if they're slowing down JD Daniels, one of the best up and coming quarterbacks. But as you get a couple of stops, you're in it. You're in it.
That's it.
You're in it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think in this game, I mean, you just got to take, honestly, the better team and the more complete team. And the more complete team in this game is the Green Bay Packers. You added Micah, J Love is cooking, and you got the run game going. I mean, you stopped the best run game in the fucking league. So,
Best offense in the league.
one of the best offenses
One
in the
of
league.
the best
So,
offenses.
I mean,
Yep.
if that defense can D up against the Lions like that, there's no doubt in my mind that, they can D up on Jaden Daniels and this Washington Commanders team and,
Yep.
pull one out. So,
Yep.
Mike, I love
And,
your Packers this Thursday, man. I really do. I like them.
yep. Yep. And honestly, I do think, I mean, I think Detroit, you put Detroit versus Washington, I think Detroit pulls it out. I really do.
Yeah, I think you're right on that too. I
I
do.
really
I think you're
do.
right on that. I think you're right on that.
I really do.
Tough game. It's gonna be a great game. I'm excited to watch this
Tonight,
game. Against
that's tough. That's how you start the week off.
I start the weekend off.
Just win, and then I just chill. this weekend, man. And just enjoy some
enjoy some football. Enjoy
just
some
enjoy
football.
some football.
Let's see.
Enjoy the wife's birthday weekend. We're just let's do that.
Yeah. Got to. As for us, man, obviously, me and Biggie were Denver last weekend. Cam's debut.
One good defense to another, man.
One good defense to another. I can't lie, at times defense looked pretty good too in the first half. We really did.
How was
the
JD?
game? How was the tailgating? How was the fiesta,
But
everything? How was it?
before JD go on
I'm getting two
this
different views.
run and bash my team,
I know
I'm
I'm
gonna give
bashing
him
the team.
credit. I'm gonna give him credit first before, he goes that route. I'm gonna give the Titans the flowers. The Titans showed up. Cam Ward showed up, and Cam Ward looked good. You don't get rushed like that. I mean, I'm not just saying this because they have the Denver Broncos, but we have a one of a kind pass rush. I mean, you got Jonathan Cooper and Nick Benito. You saw it, Jetty. They get in there so quick. I mean, even on the run game, it was nasty. And then, in the backfield, we're locking up. So, I mean, it's a tough defense for Cam Ward to go up against. But I will say this: Cam Ward looked good. He there was moments in the game where I thought it was an auto. You know what I mean? Ah, we got this one, three and out, and boom, he made that play. Move the chains. Ah, shit. You know.
First try, first
He
try.
yeah, he kept moving the chains, kept moving the chains. I said, okay, he's here to play. And he was taking what Denver was giving him at first. And then, it just got to that point where it just got too much. And I don't think this one's on Cam Ward, man. This falls back on the coach. JD will even say it. There's moments in the game where even a fan knows better than to do some shit like that. Right before half, gave us the ball, right? I mean,
Should have went up. Should have be up 6-3 at halftime.
Three run plays and the clock's done. We ran three pass plays, sacked him out. I thought was a safety, but sacked him at the one. And Denver goes and gets three. So, but y'all got it back. Y'all got it back. So, or did we score a touchdown?
Now y'all scored that corner where
The
I was
Cortland
sitting.
Sutton. Yeah, the Cortland
And
Sutton.
then
Yeah,
we
the
drove
Cortland
down
Sutton
and
touchdown.
kicked the field goal, and that's 12 to.
Nasty ass punt return. I was
Yeah,
shocked.
nasty punt return. I was like, yeah.
Took
Well,
the wind out the stadium. We were all like, oh shit.
was good, man. It was fun the first half, obviously before that. But man, let me get back to the tailgate. Mile High. It was fun. It was rocking. It was lit. Had a great time. Obviously, first time ever at Mile High, and it was such a great time, man. Fans were pretty cool until they weren't. I had to stand my own.
Until
So
they weren't,
until
damn
they weren't, you know what I'm saying?
right.
I ain't the one to, you ain't gonna, you gotta talk it, I'm gonna give it back. And
Got to.
you gotta, I mean, if you can't take it, don't talk it. That's all I have to say. But it was fun, had a great time, man. Obviously, seeing Cam Ward debut was probably once in a lifetime type of thing, for me at least. But like I said, Biggie, he looked good. There's some moments there. Taking what he was giving, I was like, hey, telling everybody, as long as you compete. Obviously, field goals can't win you games in a game like that. But I mean, we competed that second half. I don't know. There's a thunderstorm warning and telling everybody you got the stadium. And I think that was bullshit because 15 minutes gone by and they're already playing the second half. Me and Big E were in the damn concession stands. So, man,
Oh,
let's talk about a fucking
me
lightning
and JD go trying to go take a
warning.
shot, and all we hear is third down. Oh shit, miss, get the game on.
So I don't know. They are probably bullshitting with us, but
Oh, and they made the call, bro.
they made the call. They made the call.
Y'all remember those
Nah.
buff y'all remember those
And
Buffalo
on
Wild
top of
Wings
that,
commercials?
not just Cam Ward, but that Titan defense was giving Bo Nix hell.
We were both picks.
I think our struggles fall back on Sean. I think, our struggles fall back on our coach, JD. Sean Payton called a conservative fucking
He
game.
did. He did.
Way too conservative. I mean, let the kid rip the fucking ball.
I mean,
Like,
that touchdown at
he
the end of
treated
the
Bo
second
Nix like a
half.
rookie. He treated Bo Nix like a rookie.
Yeah, that
Like,
touchdown at the end of the second half was the longest play of the whole first quarter or the first half, and he threw the ball in the field. But I mean,
I
Cam,
mean,
I'm excited.
two picks and a fumble for Bo Nix. It wasn't a good first outing for him, but I'm hoping we bounce back this week. Then I mean, but like I was saying, Titans had a top five defense in the league last year. So it's not like we weren't going against, a scrub ass team. The Titans' problems are on the offensive side of the ball. You
Yeah,
know,
I mean, we had, I mean, 8 drops is from what people counted, 8 drops. That's tough. That's tough. And, you know, we were there to compete. We could probably tie the game or at least try to tie the game to go for two at the end of the game, and nothing happened. But Calvin really got to catch the ball, man. You want to be in the wrong receiver. You got to help the rookie out. Got to help the rookie out. But
absolutely.
I'm excited. High hopes, man.
That's
It was fun. Hopefully we can
yeah.
bounce back in Tennessee this week against LA. But
It was a blast, man. I can't wait to take Mike and let him experience that Mile High experience. We can't put you in the South stands though, Mike. We can't put you in the South stands because even the other fans are like, you put your friend in the South stands? I said, well, yeah. He said, bro, don't ever do that again. He's like,
Yeah. I was like, hey, I can't, like I said, you gotta talk shit, you gotta expect to take it back or something.
Biggie, man. Sonny set you up, dog.
Yeah, man. So yeah, no, it was cool though. Where we sat too, that's where the we were running in and out of. So I had a pretty good view of the team. So that was pretty good. It is what it is. No, I expected it. Obviously, we talked about it last week, but it was cool,
Hey,
man. Had a
please.
great time. Had a
Yeah.
great time.
No, yeah, man. Calvin really catches the passes. Who knows what this conversation is like? Not gonna lie. But shit, Denver came out in the second half. They made that adjustment because, man, they blitzed him every goddamn play. Every play.
Yeah.
But
But
hey, at least I had a good game. At least it was a fun time. Miss me.
that's
Sorry.
cool. It's
Sorry
cool.
about that, man. Green Bay will get that back for you in December. Don't worry.
Hey, gotta get it back. No, y'all gotta go. It's foot time, man. The altitude, I can't lie, I was tired. Ooh, boy, I
You
was.
even caught a Rockies game, huh?
Oh yeah, did catch to go see the Rockies against the Padres, man. That was dope.
Ooh, Tatis.
Yep, sitting in right field, right behind him. My brother actually recorded him hitting the bomb. It was pretty dope. But it was cool, man. It's a cool stadium. It was actually a really nice stadium, better than I expected. But yeah, man, had to go sports weekend out of it for sure.
Nice,
Knock
nice. Hey.
knock them out in 1 weekend.
Word. That's badass. It was a quick burning turn for me, man. It was left Saturday, gambled that night, got popped, went to the game, got drunk,
Got drunk.
drove back
Ate it.
Monday. Ate
Got pot.
it.
Did you go to casino too, with me?
Nah, I didn't go, man. We
No?
chilled down downtown.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Got pot, Biggie, what the hell?
Man, got waxed.
No.
Gotta get it back though. Got waxed.
That's all the that's what that means, man. All that means is next time you're gonna get that shit back.
Got it. Yeah. Hey.
Oh
I wish
yeah.
we'd win, but it was, I can't lie, hour drive. That's tough. It was very tough.
Yeah, that's true. True.
But yeah, man, fun weekend, man, and tighten up, man. I'm ready. I'm excited. We young. Hope to be competing with y'all next year for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna win this week.
I hope so. I hope so. But what a weekend we got, boys. Texas Tech football got Mike starting off the weekend and us ending on Sunday again. But before that, we got Fight Night. It's Mexican Independence Weekend. Canelo's on the card, man, versus
Know what
Terrence
that means?
Crawford. Come
Fight of the century.
on. You know what that means? Live on Netflix.
Live on Netflix, man, in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. The most people that stadium's ever gonna see in history. Sorry, Sean, but it's true. It's true. It's true. So
let's get ready to rumble.
I mean, boys, biggest one of the biggest fights probably ever in history. And I mean, Biggie, you got a nice shirt dropping. Everyone go
He
grab
sure
that
does.
shirt.
He sure
Underdog.
does.
I ain't gonna lie, boys.
This drop, it bought that dog back out of me. It bought that dog back out of me. I'm running up some orders, and it feels good, man, for Underdog to catch some motion back, and you know, for the community to fuck with the drop, man.
Hey,
I'm fucking with it.
don't go to these little mom and pop shops, local backyard printing stuff, man. Come get Underdog Canelo shirt, man.
Hey, gotta
Fire. This hoe's legit.
none of these Etsy's
Man, I'm tired of seeing them, man. I'm tired of seeing them.
People be out here doing this
But
shit. I know
no, I
design.
mean it. I'm excited for the fight, man. It's gonna be a damn good fight. I'm hoping, you know, I can have y'all boys over, fire up that D-School, smoke a brisket, you know what I'm saying? And let's get some of them beers flowing and let's have a good fight night. But if we're gonna roll with some picks, I'll start it off. Give me
For sure, man.
Canelo. Give me Canelo. And a round 9 knockout puts Bud on his ass. I think this is going to be a knockout win for Canelo. He ain't had one in a minute. And he shows the world he is the best, and he was always the best.
What a time
always to do it. Be the
this,
best.
This solidifies the GOAT. This solidifies everything that Canelo's worked for. And this fight right here does it. So undisputed, champion of the world, Canelo, and a round 9 knockout. Buzz can't hang with him.
Love it.
I think Buzz gonna come out trying to get that knockout. And we all know Canelo's defense, man. When he's going up against a guy his size, you know, in his weight, we know Canelo can't be too. You know, we know he's bobbing and weaving. His defense is too raw. And I think he's gonna catch Bo with a counter. And Buzz got something, but Buzz going to sleep, man.
That's tough.
I'm just glad that we finally have like an actual decent, nice, like good boxing fight like we used to have back in the day.
We ain't had one of these maybe since what? Ryan and Tank was the last fight that really, or Ryan and Haney. Ryan and Haney was the last one that.
Yeah, just so
even then, that card was
even then
it wasn't the biggest. Like just a, I don't know. Yeah. This is different. This is different. Like Canelo is
this
different.
two greatest of all time. You know.
Yeah, two legends in the game forever go down in history.
Yeah.
And it, bro, head to head. No excuses, no nothing. Let's just fucking fight and see who's the best. Pound for pound, number one fight boxer in the world. Right? And it's got to be for pound for pound, number one boxer.
Number one pound for pound.
You know, for all the belts, you know what? It's just, I'm excited for it. It's been a minute. It's always nice when Saul fighting. And you know, so when September comes, man, it's always a good time for Canelo to win and be. You brave with the knockout, but I can see it, man. It's been like you said. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. I know people ain't sleeping on this power he still got. I know they ain't. I expect just you know. I expect a good fight. A chess match is what I think it is, man.
For sure.
Knockout's tough. I just see you know fight like this, just full nice fight. I think maybe a couple, you know, I think, you know, I can see a knockdown, but I think it goes full 12 and just Canelo just outboxes and just wins. Man. Like I said, just the chest match lands more and just more accurate.
Yeah, for sure.
I think his defense shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love
it. I mean, obviously, Bud is 40-0, moving up two weight classes just to fight Canelo. It's just rather be an undisputed champion in a third time or a third weight class, which no one has ever done. 4 inches in reach difference Bud has on Canelo, but like y'all are saying, talking about the defense is going to show. I think Canelo is going to look a lot bigger than Crawford in that ring, and I can't lie, that knockout Canelo plus 330, that might be a little sprinkle. That's nice.
Two weight classes, fam, we all know two what happened classes. When Canelo went up two weight classes, got his ass mopped up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Learned his lesson. Yep. Bro, I'm telling you right now, Bud is not going to be able to hang with Canelo. He going to get tired. He going to get gassed being that heavy. He not used to being that heavy.
Nope.
Not used to being that heavy, bro.
A whole different fight for him. Yeah.
And he's going to feel that power. Them body shots. I know them body shots too, boy. Oof.
They said Bud's been lifting more weights than he has ever had in any camp. Bro, that's going to, that right there alone, I mean, his speed. He's gonna feel it in the ring, like once them championship rounds come around, you know that's when Canelo gonna sink him.
Yeah.
What did Tank say when it get in them deep waters? When you get in them deep water, I'm gonna sink you.
They're super middleweight. It's 168. That's very tough. He gained 15 pounds to meet the weight.
Wow.
Sheesh, that is a lot. That is a lot. I mean, again, like I said, that knockout plus 330 is looking a little like a little sprinkle, but obviously, you know how I'm going for it. Canelo Alvarez all day long, every day. But like you said, Mike, this high IQ boxing fight, chess match. Don't be surprised if it starts off slow. Who knows? It couldn't get the reach right. And see some fireworks, but like I said, Mike, that high IQ is going to be tough. And like Biggie was saying earlier, you know, Bud gets tired putting that much muscle on, And could see a knockout, but for sure, Canelo wins. I like both. Y'all hit it right on the money.
Canelo's a nice little money line piece for any type of leg anybody got.
Damn, plus one set, drop 170.
That's
I
real.
never thought we'd see the day, but hey, respect to Bud, man. He Bud is a dog.
Yeah,
Let's not forget who he is.
40-0. 40-0, man.
Go for a
Hey,
reason.
but
And Cole got to go.
that O's got a what?
Cole
It's got a what, Mike?
gotta go.
Somebody's O has got to go.
It's got to go.
Yeah.
See
So
ya, bud.
it's gonna be fun, man. Hopefully we get together and kick it, watch the fights, and bruise back for sure.
D-School.
That D-School for Ken's birthday. Happy birthday, Ken.
Hey, happy
Birthday,
happy
Ken.
birthday.
Well, D-School.
Yeah, man. What do y'all got planned for that? What's the birthday vibes tomorrow?
I don't know, man. We'll see. Just I mean, go Pat Goldie in the night, baby. But
Got to, got
yeah,
to.
off tomorrow, spend the whole day. Dinner, maybe, cake, happy birthday, stuff like that. A little something.
Hell yeah.
Some nice, nice. Yeah, do gotta end the night watching the Thursday night game.
Oh, Thursday night, baby. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go. Cause that might be another squad. Well, I might have to just ride the Packers, man, because it's Ken's birthday, and the Packers look good.
I
So.
dare him. I dare him. I dare him. I dare him. I do. I dare him.
Mike, last time I
Oh,
dare my.
I dare him. I dare you too. I dare you too.
I'm not. I'm
I
not.
dare you too.
On me. I'll show you the ticket tomorrow.
Got to. Need some Prize Picks locks, man. We need a good weekend. It was a tough
Can
weekend, boy.
someone hit a Prize Picks slip?
Please,
I'm tired of
please,
fucking Ellen. I'm tired of Prize Picks
please,
taking my money.
please,
please.
Can
Please.
someone hit a slip?
I just need to hit a pick, just like my own pick to hit in these legs.
Yeah, please, just one. Just one. Sorry about Fright. It's gonna be a great weekend, boy. It's a great weekend. Great, great weekend. I'm excited.
Yes,
It's
sir.
gonna
Yes,
be.
sir. I think last week, boys, y'all know how I bet. I'm against the grain. I fed the public, and last week, my theory and the way I bet, it went over. So you know what that means, boys. Undefeated weekend is coming.
And for the
Undefeated
weekend's coming.
weekend is coming.
Let's start it off then. What are your two NCAA picks then for the weekend?
So
I mean,
my two NCAA picks for the week, man. I'm gonna be first game. We're gonna be rocking with Southern Miss against Appalachian State. I love this game. Southern Miss gave Ole Miss a game in week one. Or Mississippi State, they gave them a game, and I really like them to come out money line plus money. And for my second pick, you know how we're rocking, man. You know how we're rocking. We are gonna be rolling with. It's ugly. It is fucking ugly. Georgia Tech money line against Clemson. Clemson. Clemson has fallen. Clemson has fallen, boys.
all in.
Give me Clemson, Clemson to take a L. Georgia Tech money line at home. That place is gonna be rocking. Think that defense, it's gonna hang in there. Give some trouble to Klubnik's. So, give me Georgia Tech.
And that's all she wrote for Clemson after this loss, huh?
Oh,
That's
she wrote.
it. And here comes Texas Tech, running up the rankings.
Dabo, might be time to hang him up. Might be time to hang him up, Dabo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, I gave one last week, but since BK gave two, so I might as well give two this week for NCAA as well. So let's start it off as 2:30. I mean, actually Friday. We're gonna go Friday. Friday night.
Friday.
We're gonna cash Packers tomorrow Thursday, and we're gonna roll this bitch on Friday. Give me Houston against Colorado, drop 4.5. I think Houston's just not good this year. I just think it's just off this year, and this is a game that they do not win. Just give me Houston, drop 4.5 versus Colorado on Friday night, and then we roll that over to Saturday. Tough SEC matchup, top what, 15-25 matchup, Tennessee versus Georgia. Give me the Volunteers plus 3.5 versus Georgia at home. Either way, I see this game being close, and I can see it ending in a field goal. Either way, give me plus 3.5 Tennessee.
Nice, nice. Let's keep it rolling. Undefeated weekend, like y'all said, man. Number 3 o'clock game, man. Give me Iowa State. Roco Beck, man. -20.5 at Arkansas State. Arkansas State's not good. Iowa State, man. We didn't really talk about them. To be there at the end of the season. They were a sleeper team, but hey, I think they're here. I think they're good, and they could be, on the trend that Texas on the Tech is. So give me Iowa State, man. -20.5 versus Arkansas State. And for the night game, man, Texas A&M at Notre Dame. Give me Notre Dame -6.5. It's been 2 weeks since they played. They're hungry, ready to get back on the field and go show Texas A&M what football is all about out there. Marcel Reed was banged up this past weekend. Looks like he's on trajectory to play, but, don't know. Like I said, Notre Dame's been 2 weeks since they played. They've been preparing for this game, and hey, they got to win. They got to bounce back. And cover that spread. So give me Notre Dame and Iowa State, man.
Damn, they had to buy that early? That's crazy.
That early.
Yeah.
So
Oh, yeah.
they're
They rest.
hungry. They're
They
hungry to get
well
on the
rested.
field. I
They
love
is
that,
well
boys.
rested.
And my bad. I need to throw one more pick in if y'all don't mind. I had one on my slip. Give me LSU money line. I think LSU comes out and dominates. Give me LSU money line.
LSU
Add that to
money.
my slip.
Like it, I like it, I like it.
Put this in the data, man. Put this in the
I put it
data.
in data. Put it in data.
My bad,
And for the
Mike.
squad ride, boys, obviously you're going to be the first time going to a game this year. We're going to ride Texas Tech -23.5. If we don't cover, I'm not going to a game for the rest of the year.
Let's go ahead and buy that half point. Let's go ahead and buy that half point.
By that point,
Let's buy the half point.
don't really think it'll make too much of a difference being at 23, but I think they cover pretty easy.
They roll, man. Texas
So,
State's hot. We roll, man. Easiest squad ride to choose from.
easiest squad ride to shoot
Hey,
from.
we are 1-0 in NCAA squad rides.
1-0.
Guys, we might be onto something here in the Talk That Talk, in the Talk That Talk war room. We are 1-0 on the squad ride, and we are looking to go 2-0. Miss me, we'll be in the Jones.
Reckon,
It's
baby.
trouble.
Reckon. Let's
Reckon, that
go.
is trouble.
Shout out Rainbow Warriors last weekend. Shout out Rainbow Warriors. We told y'all we know our Rainbow Warriors. We know them. Late
We
night, take us
do.
home all the way.
Mike we do
Mike is a Rainbow Warrior.
He's
I love being a Rainbow Warrior.
an island boy.
Annoying.
Yeah, he is.
I'm too fine.
Nah, Chan's a Rainbow Warrior.
No, yeah.
Chan is an island boy.
Yeah, he is.
Stay hot, man. Let's stay hot on these squad picks, man. Let's even get hotter on these individual picks, man.
Word, word, word. It's time to move on to Sunday. And again, we got two picks each. Mike, who you got?
All right, man. I'm still gonna ride this fade rush train. They cashed last week against Washington easy. I'm gonna roll that over this week. We're fading Russ again. Give me Dallas. Drop 5.5 back in Arlington and Jerry World. Tough game against Philly. Close game. I think they flip it around. I think the offense comes back, and I think CD bounces back. I think he has a big game, over 100 yards and a touchdown. Give me Dallas. Drop 5.5 versus the Giants. And then we're gonna stay in the NFC North. Saw Detroit personally. Vikings, pulled that comeback against the Bears. The Bears are in piss right now, and I think it's the same thing going into Detroit. Give me Detroit. Drop 6.5. Ben Johnson coming back to Detroit. I don't think he's got it. Big brother is gonna little brother Ben Johnson this weekend. Give me Detroit. Drop 6.5 versus the Bears.
Nice. Biggie, who you got?
Here we go, man. For my first pick in the big boy league, the NFL, we are going to be rocking with the Raven flock. Give me Lamar Jackson. I think that team is pissed off. They know they let one slip out of their hands. They were dominating the Bills, an absolute offensive performance. And I think that they're going to continue that offensive performance and put up another 35 plus game. Give me the Baltimore Ravens against the Cleveland Browns, -11.5. That's an absolute lot. Put that on my ticket, baby. Book it. For my second game, we are going to be going to Sunday night. Oh, Sunday night. We rocking with the Atlanta Falcons. Last week, Young Hoku did not pull up for the team. Did not pull up for the team. We need Young Hoku to pull up to Minnesota to get this W for the boys. Give me Atlanta. Fuck the 3.5. We don't need it. Give me the money line. I think that JJ McCarthy game was a fluke. I think that he was just hyped up being in Chicago. And hey, give me Penix in London to dot up. Give me Atlanta money line plus money.
Nice.
I still don't know how you pulled that shit off. That's just the Bears for you.
That
That's
is
why
the
I'm
Bears
fading
for you.
him.
That
That's
is
why
the
I'm
Bears
fading
for
him.
you.
Because of that reason right there.
It's tough. For me, man, gotta go to 3 o'clock games, both 3 o'clock games. Give me the Arizona Cardinals -6.5 versus the Panthers. They look pretty good, man. Kyler Murray, this is your year to shine and show that you're QB1. You got Marvin Harrison looking like a true wide receiver one over there. So Bryce Young and the Panthers still trying to figure it out. Is Bryce Young the answer? Who knows? I guess this is the season to see. They're still, I just don't see it happening right away in week two versus the Cardinals. So give me the Cardinals -6.5. And for my other pick, man, I was only right to go with the Denver Broncos, man. Seeing that defense in person was crazy. Indianapolis Colts, I don't think they're that good, man. They play the Dolphins, and Dolphins were my pick last week, and they play like complete trash. They don't look like a football team at all. And the Broncos defense is going to make Daniel Jones look like Daniel Jones when then he was in New York. So give me the Denver Broncos money line, and I expect them to handle this one pretty easy. I do not know why it's a 1.5 point spread, but give me the Broncos. I think that's pretty free.
A little disrespectful. Didn't you say, Biggie?
Absolutely, man. Right here, I'm going to say that, Bo Nix, they're basing this game off of Bo Nix's performance. And like I told y'all boys before the episode, the Titans are not no scrubs. That defense was solid. I think Bo Nix knows he needs to pick it up. I think Sean Payton's gonna call a hell of a game. I love the pick, miss me. I love the pick. I know my team. I know my team, and that's a fucking lock.
Hey,
Lock it is.
I think it's disrespectful. And Bo Picks was last week. This week it's Bo Nix this week.
Yes, sir.
And that's why Denver is also the talk that talk squad ride for NFL. Denver money line.
Making their talk that talk debut squad ride, the Denver Broncos.
The Denver
The
Broncos.
Denver, and I hope they continue to come up here, man. Hopefully you're right and they have a good season. That defense, the offense got to get it right though.
Yep. Bo Pix
Got to get right.
gotta stay on the bench, man.
Gotta stay on the bench. Gotta stay on the bench.
Man, bro. Pissed me off. I was hot at the game. I was pissed. I had my little girl with me. I told Lennon, I said, "Baby girl, I don't know what's going on with our king, man.
Something ain't right.
There's something's not going right for him."
Something ain't right right now.
But
Oh yeah.
it's the
That's how it
weekend, boys,
was.
and
I was with son, man. I'm teaching her how to throw up that Jordan Love, baby. I'm teaching her how to throw up that
words.
heart, baby.
That's tough. That's very tough, man.
Right.
Gonna be a great weekend, man. It's got Kane's birthday. You got Texas Tech football, Canelo fight. Hopefully, gets to kick it together this weekend. I'm excited for the vibes, and I think we go undefeated, like we said earlier. Undefeated. It was a rough weekend last weekend on picks, but we bounced back. We bounced back.
Oh yeah. Last week took an L, but this time I don't back.
Word.
Yes, sir. Let's ride, boys. Hey, and miss me? The Titans gonna pull it out this weekend, man. They're
I
gonna
hope
pull it out
so.
this weekend. I
Yeah,
hope so.
they were this close to being the squad rock. They were. They
They
were.
were. I
They
hope
were.
so.
We were.
I hope
Let's
so.
go, man. Let's go
I
1-1.
dare them. I dare them. Just like
And you
I
know
dare all our
what? You
teams.
know
I
what,
dare them.
boys? You know what? And th this doesn't have to be an official pick. This isn't going on the board. But give me the talk that talk, Clay. Give
Oh,
me the Packer money line.
does
The
that
Titan
hit? Hey,
spread. The
is
Titan
that a hit
spread.
in this week?
The Titan spread. And give me the Bronco money line. I think this is a week. I think week two we cash.
Week two, the talk that talk lay. It
Spread.
got to go in. It got to
Denver
go in.
money
It got to
line.
go
I'm
in.
feeling it,
Let's
boys.
ride.
I'm
Let's
feeling
fucking
it.
ride, boys. Let's ride.
Plus 482. That's
Ooh, lock. That's a lock, boy. What did
a
Russ say? Let's ride.
that's right, baby.
Let's go make some money off of Russ being ass, Mike. I love your pick. Fade Russ till Jackson Dart goes in.
Oh yeah. Hey,
Heard.
you said it perfect. We're fading Russ until Jackson Dart takes that starting spot. That starting spot.
Let's do it, boys. It's gonna be a great weekend. Man, y'all go shop underdog with the Canelo fight this weekend,
Yes.
and
Y'all get ready. Y'all get prepared for that fight, man.
get
Get looking
prepared for the
bright.
fight. Let's do it, boys. Hope to see y'all this weekend. And then, like I said, go shop underdog
Let's go, baby. Let's
and
go.
get it. Talk that
Appreciate y'all,
talk, man.
fellas.
Yes, sir. We out.